Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother,
what's up?
This is a
big
party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Stop right on.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the end. For only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
This heavy. What do I do? I call the crew.
of what's going on in the world tonight. I have baby boy with me. How you doing, baby boy?
All right, how you doing?
Everything good with you?
I'm good.
Have you been watching the news lately?
Yes, I have.
Is that just embarrassing or what?
It's disgusting.
Also, so that we don't go too far off the deep end, we've got our own Brother Messenger with us tonight. How you doing tonight, Brother Messenger? I can't hear you, bro. Okay, well, that's good to know. That's good to know. And with H2H, Baby Boy, and the Messenger, let's talk about what's going on. I see our president on TV standing next to the Russian president, and he did not represent us in a manner that made anybody proud to be an American. Now, I gotta tell you, I just think it's absolutely crazy that in this time or this day and age, we even have to concern ourselves as a nation with our president possibly, and I say possibly or allegedly, colluding with Russians. Now, anybody who's served in the military or just been awake to what's happening, Russia is like our sworn enemy. Like that's like forever. But can we come away from that? Sure we can, but not in the manner in which I see us doing. Baby boy, tell me what you thought about the president when he had his little meeting in Helsinki with President Putin.
That's a meeting he never should have took. You never should have met him.
And I agree with that. And again, when I say I agree with that, I'm not saying that I agree with that to say we should never allow some kind of relations with Russia, but not right now. What do you feel about that, Brother Mester?
Forever, forever. I feel that technically part of what the problem is that we realize who it is that we've elected as a president, and we're truly expecting far too much from him, his qualifications, that he has a nation as a body that he's able to get together and stand up against his tyranny and demonstrate some of that.
Well, you came in, it was kind of light there, Brother Messenger. I'm going to give you a little more wattage on your microphone there. But I understand what you were saying. As a nation, I mean, again, even if the atmosphere or the attitude was Putin didn't do what we know he did, on live TV in front of the nation, I just got the impression that our president sided more with a Russian president, a Russian former KGB agent, than he did with his own national intelligence. And to me, I think that's just absolutely crazy. And then, he don't quit. In the middle of this controversy, trying to sort that out, what does he do? He invites Putin to D.C. Come on, nation. We cannot allow this to happen. What do you feel about
it? See, with that, if nobody stops him, guess what? That's just another thing he get away with. See, they'll talk about it, but ain't nobody doing nothing to stop him. So he just keep going further. Every time, let's say you draw a line, he gonna cross it. And if you don't do nothing, you gonna have to draw another line. And he gonna cross that.
So we just gonna have a bunch of lines. Then you gonna keep crossing.
Well, yeah, every day. I mean, every what? 2-3 stories a day? Look what he did now. But they ain't doing nothing to stop him.
But the sadder part, after he came back with, I'm gonna try to be
correct there.
After he came back with that, the Republican Party jumped on the bandwagon just like nothing ever happened. Now, as a nation, we should be going to the polls. We should be making sure we get the message out that these midterms are so important. So important to the fact that if Democrats or independents, anybody other than Republicans, don't take control of the House and the Senate, well, nation, we're going to be in for a rough ride. I mean, a real rough ride. This ain't about black. This ain't about white. This is about America right now. I guess you could say we could get back to our own personal shit later on. But for right now, this is come together time, America.
This is about to be 1950 all over again.
It's going to be worse than that.
They might go back further. But they're going to roll a lot of stuff back.
See, and, right now, our focus got to be on where our president stands. Now, let me tell you something. I don't make any bones about the fact that I'm not a Trump supporter. But he's the commander-in-chief. And if he give an order, as long as I'm in the military, then I'm going to follow it. But as a nation, that man got elected in. And again, I have to have some type of empathy. Because we made a mistake by voting him in, but he won the election. So rather than spend all day trying to impeach or bring charges against him, somebody got to help him. Somebody got to go help him.
But there's no help
for somebody.
You don't need nobody help. He sold the people on. He gonna fix everything and make it right. That's why they elected him.
It's up to us as a nation to realize
that he's gonna make it right for everybody.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Professor.
What we have to realize as a people is that what we have is a corrupt person in office, and because the lack of a spine for the Republican Party, what the nation as a whole has to do is not only work to limit his capabilities as the president for the next 2.5 years, but what we need to do is rise up against the spineless Republicans that refuse to do anything for fear of losing a vote or something. It should be country before whatever it is that they're covering up for. And I also like to go even further to say that once we're able to take control and put things back in order, those same spineless Republicans that allowed and covered up a lot of this stuff need to be brought to justice just as well. So they're just as guilty as Trump is.
True that. But, you know, I've always been a supporter of nobody should keep their ass in Congress forever. No, we should have a limit on the number of terms. Because in this nation, being elected to voice the concerns of the people, that's way past where we are right now. We get elected, well, most people get elected, because they want to further line their pockets. What the people want don't even matter anymore. And you know, it's just crazy, because what's happening in the nation right now, they want to blame the president, but I remember a time not too long ago when all the Republicans got together and they took an oath. Whatever the hell Barack Obama wanted, he's not going to get. So if they can stand up that strong against something right, they can stand up that strong against what the president is doing right now. So this ain't all just Don 45. They want to put it all on him, but there are measures in place to slow down a lot of that bull crap that's happening, but they choose not to. They didn't make that choice when it was Barack Hussein.
Barack Hussein had a different complexion than 45, and racist attitudes trump everything, no pun intended, but because of the color of the skin, the racism was able to come forward. And now that it's come forward, it doesn't want to take a back seat. It wants to be riding shotgun. But we as a nation have to work together to push that back. And until we do that, we can't talk about it. We got to be about it. So it's been said many times, but this is election coming up is important. So we can not only we can sit here and try to explain the severity of the situation to those that might listen to this podcast, but it is of the utmost importance that everyone do their civic duty and get out and vote.
True words could not have been spoken. And I would like to see you vote, even if you like this nonsense. If you really like the direction our country is going in right now, I want you to get your ass out and vote also. Because as a nation, as I see it, and the news that I look at, everybody's fed up with it. But being fed up without taking action, then you need to just be fed up. Again, I've always said the one thing about 45, he didn't give us a smoke and mirror. He told you from the jump, this is who I am, this is what I do, and these are my thoughts on certain issues, and you voted his ass in. He's the president. What's your thoughts on that, baby, bro?
Wow, just sometimes at least he's speechless. You see what he's getting away with, and they're letting him. But they don't mind because he doing his thing and they doing their thing. They both getting a lot of stuff done. He just making more money than them and doing it.
And I agree with that because, again, when Barack was in the White House, they wouldn't let shit get done. They took an allegiance that whatever he wanted, we don't want that. And they stopped it. So the fact that they support 45, if we don't like the way the nation is going, then we don't like what they're doing just as well as we don't like what 45 is doing. So I say all this blame don't fall on the president's shoulders. That's why we have a Senate. That's why we have a Congress. But if Senate and Congress, if you support his actions, then you ought to be voted out as well, if that is the will of the people. People got to speak, though. I don't know what the people want if the people don't get out and tell me. But, you know, I just think that's it's crazy that in the middle of all of this, he invites Putin, President Putin, to the White House. Come on, nation. This is not how we're supposed to act. First, let's figure out if there is collusion going on. And when I say figure out, I think everybody knows that it did go on. But if you're going to prove it, prove it. And until it's proven, then we have to feed Russia from a very long-handled spoon. That's just what I'm thinking.
And I'd agree with you 100% on that. Knowing, first of all, now whether there was collusion or not, we do know that there was tampering. And we know that that tampering came from Russia. We know that nothing goes on in Russia without Putin's consent. So we've got half the answer to the story. And because whether there was collusion or not, Russia is guilty of messing with our election, messing with our way of life. So right then and there, regardless to collusion or anything else, Russia needs to be put on hold. I understand 45 concern as far as friendship, but they have proven themselves to be unfriendly. And so until, just as you said, my brother, until we can get this all straightened out, all things are on hold with regards to Russia. Stop kissing up to Russia and people that have been with us forever, dogging them out. It's just completely asinine the way he's doing things and the way our congressmen and women are allowing him to treat friends from way, way back that's been by our side. When nobody, when we had 9/11, these same people that he's trying to kick to the curb now, these were the ones that were by our side. Not Russia, but our same allies that he wants to make war with now. They were the ones by our side. And he's got to stop starting trouble and then quieting the trouble down and then trying to make it seem like he saved something. There was no war going on between Korea and North Korea and the United States. It was just a whole bunch of talk, which it's been for the last 30 years. But you want to get in there now, a grown-ass man walking around here calling people Rocket Man and my button's bigger than your button and this and that. That's childish. And this is the person that we have decided is going to run our country, and it's okay with one-third of the population and with the House, the Republican Congress, the Republican House of Representatives, that's okay. And I hate to keep throwing stone for stone or pitting one against the other, but when we had a president in here who was trying to work for the people, and by no means am I saying that the brother was perfect, but he was trying his best to work together for the people, and all they did was give him their ass to kiss. It's just not right. And it's time for America as a whole, even with your little racist views and stuff like that, to think about not only the countries and your own personal good, but we have to start thinking of the country as a whole. And we talk about these foreigners and stuff of that nature. We're all foreigners. None of us were from here originally. So let's stop trying to claim America as ours, the great white hope. It's not. It's a country that we came over and we stole it. We stole it together.
In fact, the only real Americans, they call them natives. But, you know, that is what that is. They gave a casino and some land, and I guess they was all right. But, no, America, come on. We have to be better. We really do. Because right now, if you allow your racist blinders to not see the direction that our president is the nation, then shame on you. Because let me tell you something. Some of that same evil, wicked shit that you have planned for others, you're going to feel that.
It's called the chicken coming home to roost.
But I'm saying chicken ain't got to come in. We don't have to bring that chicken in. We don't have to bring that chicken in. Those chickens don't have to come back right now. But again, if we don't do something, and I mean soon, because, I mean, you know, I'm just taking a wild guess about espionage. But the young lady who got arrested, the Russian, who was here sleeping with people to get political influence, she's been here for 10 years. This isn't an overnight game. And the longer we procrastinate on not addressing it, and once again, when I say address it, let's look at it for what it is. Let's find out what it is. And then if it's nothing, then we go on. But if it's something, then we have to address it. But until we can definitively say there's no collusion, and we can't say that. But if we could say that, then I can understand having a better relationship with Russia. But if collusion as it seems to be staring out on every aspect of this situation is real, then we got to push them away for a minute. That's all I'm saying. And I'm never saying, I mean, everybody deserves a fair chance. If we have something in our country that helps the way of life for other countries, watch this, while still bringing a profit back to our country, that's just good business. I'm sorry. I don't care if it's Russia or anybody else. So, I mean, you know, it just has been very off-centered when I think about watching our president there with the Russian president taking sides, you know, because we're going to speak in elementary terms, take the sides of Russia over your information community. Come on now. That's all I can say. Just come on, because that just don't make sense to me. And then if we just keep moving right along, his boy Cohen about to get that ass in trouble. And all I can say is I really hope, I mean, because he's the president, and I don't wish that bad on him. I just don't want him to be the president. But if anything like his personality tells us, when they play the Cohen tapes, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem. You think Cohen going to rat on him?
I do believe so. See, you got to remember, when Donald Trump was doing business with Russia, the people over there in Russia, he wasn't dealing with Putin at that time. He always wanted to meet Putin, but he never met him at that time until he became president. And now I think he's going even that step further to show his gratitude for what they have done for him as far as lending him money.
Now, you know, the story is, and again, I don't follow his personal business affairs that close. The story is, after he ran over so many loans without paying them back or whatever that was, the U.S. stopped lending him money. And as a businessman, if you can't get money here, then you have to go where you can get money. In my understanding, and I have no facts to back this up, that Russia was there for them. Now, I always say, in any business community, if you help me, we don't need a contract that says, if I'm in a position to help you back, I'm going to help you back. That's basic business. So if Russia did lend him money for his business venture, then how could you even be surprised that he and Russia's businessmen don't communicate? That's just too easy to draw that together. But they're not doing it. So, again, if you're doing business, and again, all business allegedly, if you're doing business with Russia, and now you become the president, well, when you start your political campaign, you have to cut those ties. But can you? I mean, can you? If you were to buy and I help you, now you okay, and you tell me, yeah, go to a later for you. Nah, that's not how that's going to work.
But see, once again, he's doing things. He's challenging, if you want to say, the system. He's doing things, and ain't nobody checking him. So he just keep doing things, and people just find it outrageous, and he get away with it. And now he gonna bring the Godfather, if you want to call him that, of Russia, to the White House. What better way to show your loyalty? You know what I'm saying? This is something that's never been done before.
And you know what's the sad part? If it was anybody else other than 45. This could probably be an historic meeting. But everybody in the nation, well, minus the Trump supporters, kind of got the feeling that nothing he tells you is as he says it is. So therefore, when they have meetings, and oh, by the way, how does the U.S. president and the Russian president have a two-hour meeting with nobody with the two of them? See, that's a recipe for disaster. Because, again, President Putin could possibly say Donald Trump promised him the world. Donald Trump will come back and say he didn't do that. So who do we believe? Do we as a nation begin to believe a Russian president over our own president? But I got to tell you, if both of them sat down and you asked what happened in that meeting, I'm just going to go on a limb and say Putin's version might be a little more accurate.
Well, that's kind of funny because our president believes the Russian president over our people, and so the only person right here is the Russian president. We've just gotten ourselves into into a mess here, and what we need to do is wise up. As I said, take those blinders off, turn from Fox News every once in a while, and hear what some other people are saying, and then you make your choice. Don't sit there and just listen to one person tell you something and go with that. Listen to get some real information. All of this stuff isn't fake news. And the funny part about it is, if you listen to what it is, knowing 45 to be the great liar that he is, how can you literally take him at his word, and then when he says something that is just too far gone, then you want to switch it and say you can't take everything at his word? We just keep making a mess out of stuff, and instead of correcting it, we keep covering up. And when I say we, I mean the American people. Because if we would stand up as a nation and rebuke this stuff, then we could get the record, we could get the situation straightened out. But as long as we've got people that refuse to believe nothing but what the great liar has said, then we can't get anywhere. And I just don't see how, knowing that he's lying, you still believe him. He lies to you, turn around and say the news is fake news, and turn right back around and lie to you again. And you know he's lying, but you can't take him at his word. That's just not intelligent at all. And I don't claim to be a scholar, but that's just not intelligent.
Let me clear the record real quick. I was just giving you a bullshit scenario as far as believing a Russian president. I'm a goddamn American. I'm going to stand by America's side. If that's the choice I have to choose to believe the Russian president or the American president, yo, 45, I'm with you, man. I'm sorry.
But it's not settling. The truth is the truth. And if 45 went in there and cut some side deals and didn't tell anybody, and now Russia wants to, you know, call them on those side deals, the truth is the truth. We don't have to oblige them, but the truth is the truth. And truthfully, I would take Russia's word over Trump's word, because Trump has been proving himself to be a great liar.
Well, now, you know what? Like I say this. They elected him knowing he had no experience, but he ran and he won. So my thing is, the fact that if you're going to use as an excuse for Trump when he do some of the things that he do, he has no political background, then if you're going to use that as an excuse, then he's got to have like a permanent babysitter. You know what I'm saying? He can't do shit on his own. He can get spit down there. He just can't do it on his own. If you're going to use that excuse, because I'm going to tell you, for him to go with that, I didn't mean would, I mean would in. Come on, man. We talk about the commander in chief. But again,
hey, my brother, just so you know, he's not doing it by himself. Every one of those Republicans that agree with this stuff, knowing that is wrong, is assisting him. And this is why I say they should be brought up on charges as well. Accessory to the crime.
But you know what, though? 45 must have a mean hand, boy. He must have a mean hand, because the things that I see him doing that nobody pushed back on, I've never seen him just buckle like that to any president.
Well, and it's all for the one-third. The whole Republican Party has buckled for one-third of the votes, and they're afraid of that one-third of the votes that they've just buckled. They don't have a spine because they're afraid that if he – and here's the bad part about that. They've got so much faith that he'll be able to lead them, and – not one person so far that he has truly endorsed has won an election. But they're still afraid that they don't want, because he controls the money purse, they're afraid that he's going to take their money from them, and so this is why they do it. But if you look at it, he supported Roy Moore. What happened to him? He supported this other guy. What happened to him? They didn't win. And one guy he supported, it didn't matter if he won or lost, because you couldn't go wrong. It was two Republicans.
Hey, welcome, a new caller in. How you doing,
caller? Gentlemen, I think the situation is actually a lot stranger than that.
What do you think it is, bro?
Well, now this is going to sound strange, and I'm going to put it like Jay-Z once said, I'll tell you part of the story, the rest of it, you fill it in yourself. Like this, you know what I'm saying?
I got you.
But here's the thing. Now, I'm a scientist, and I've studied these things for a long time. Now, anytime you hear the mainstream media, or what some call the fake media, speak about nuclear weapons and these other countries having weapons of mass destruction, by now we should know what that is. But here's the thing. Now, in this day and age, to be more precise, as of about 60 years ago, nuclear weapons are a dinosaur compared to what weapon systems are really available. What I'm talking about specifically are scalar-based weapons. Now, here's part of America's dirty little secret, and this goes beyond Trump. You see, America has had a history of assassinating its greatest inventors, right? So when you look at a guy like Nikola Tesla, who had over 700 inventions, they tell you he had 300. The truth was he had over 700, right? And they didn't murder him, but they stole his work. Now, guys like George Lakowski, they took out. Wilhelm Reich, they took out. Roy Raymond Rife, they took out. They took out Dr. Ruth Drow. They took out a whole host of doctors and engineers who were specialists in the field that I'm talking about. So, bluntly, the same types of explosions that you could cause with a nuclear weapon, you could cause with radio frequencies. Now, scalar frequencies are the energy that goes the other way. You know, every force has an equal and opposite force. Scalar energy is the opposite energy field of the entire electromagnetic spectrum. It's nothing to toy with. So while America was killing off all of its scientists in this field who were creating and inventing what are called perpetual motion generators, free energy devices, and all that, but this is before the Cold War, the Russians were sending over spies and infiltrators. They were stealing the ideas, taking them back to Russia. And by the time America figured out what happened, well, the Russians were about 40 years ahead of them in this field. So now we have a very ugly situation where if the Russians were to deploy those weapons that they have now, as long as we have the nukes in America, we're safe, because that is basically mutually assured destruction. However, if they could trick us, and they tried this with Obama, to thin out our nuclear arsenal, then there's going to be no radioactive fallout if they release these weapon systems, which can be built by time-reversing radar systems, or in other words, shielding them against radio frequencies. So that way you just pick up the energy that goes the other way, this scalar potential that I'm telling you about. So Trump, in my view, it seems to me like he has been told a couple of things, and he is sort of ballyhooing now. Is that still treason? Yeah. I mean, what if all of this is true? What if Trump is really just trying to, keep a dirty little secret suppressed from the people? And look, this has been going on a long time, guys, and I know this isn't making too much sense if you're not into the higher end of physics, the cutting edge stuff. But I'm throwing out certain concepts out here that I want you to just do some research on. But this rabbit hole is a lot deeper than what has been discussed here. And I'll just leave it at that.
Hey, my brother, just so you know, I think you might have a real good point there. But just knowing Trump and his history, and I could be wrong. I just don't think he's deep enough. I think he is just focused on money and greed and power. And I don't think he can even think to that capacity. I could be wrong. Just because he claims to be a businessman, and if you do any research on his business performance, it hasn't been anything. It hasn't been anything. So the possibility, if it was some other president, or I would take more credence to what you said, because there is that possibility. I would take more credence. But with Trump, the only thing he appears to be interested in is money. And his love for Russia, I think.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, no, I certainly agree with that. And gentlemen, all I'm saying is this. A wise man once said that those that surround power is always the real power. Who is surrounding Trump? You know what I'm saying? That's what we need to be looking at. He's not calling the real shots. So let's just talk about the mammoth in the room. You know, he's not really calling the shots. He's just the front man. All right, so he may not too much understand the deep science and all that, which is to be expected, but you best believe there are many scientific advisors on his committee that are starting to understand this, and they have to. Now, if you just go back and you look at the paper trail, I think it was Khrushchev, and some of the others back in the 60s before the United Nations spoke about these weapon systems. In fact, they told the United Nations then that they should ban the weapons before other countries even developed them. And at the time, Russia was the only one that developed them. So specifically what I'm talking about are what they call ionospheric heaters, like the one in Alaska, HAARP. The government admits it can be used to control the weather. They admit that. They also admit that it can be used for mind control purposes on a mass scale. Back in the 60s and 70s, 100 nations sat down and they banned weather modification technology, these ionospheric heaters, in a global sense, 100 nations, including America. But again, this was done because Russia was about 50 years ahead of everybody else. So my brother, look, I'm just speculating like you are, in a sense, when
right.
it comes to,
sure.
you know, what was, but this science side of it, it's something that scares the hell out of me. And the thing that I'm really concerned about is, if you notice, where are the civilian nuclear fallout shelters like America had back in, you know, the 1970s and 80s? You know, I'm old enough to remember that. No, this is a test of the emergency broadcast system. And then you hear the doo. Back then here in Texas, we had nuclear fallout shelters and stuff, man. You don't see that shit nowhere else. You don't see it now. So where are we going to go if these idiots, you know, start a third world war?
And I'm with you on that. I'll go back again to Trump again. If you look at it like you said, as far as scientists, Trump doesn't even have any scientists on his main, leadership advisory board or anything. He doesn't even deal with scientists because he thinks that they don't know what they're talking about. So he's got, like, I'll give you an example. Pruitt, he was in charge of the EPA. He knows nothing about it. No science background, no nothing. He has none of that. All he knows is how to get rid of regulations. He don't care if he poisoned the entire population, as long as, like you said, the people that are running things have control so that they can continue to make money. We've got, what was that clown that you guys have for a governor down there in Texas?
Oh, man.
He's in charge of nuclear weapons. He didn't even know what the department was. So I understand where you're coming from, but I just don't think Trump even tries to think that far. Only thing Trump thinks about is how much money he can make for him and his family. What you're saying, there might be some people in the know, but right now, he isn't paying attention to anybody. He's doing what he wants to do, and they're allowing him to do it. What you're saying, because like you said, we're speculating, and it sounds as if it could have some validity to it. But I just don't think that the guy that lucked into this job, and he lucked into this job mainly because of a lot of racist views, thinking that they were going to somehow or another make America great again. And I'm trying to figure out, and nobody can really tell us, when was America really great? Well, they know, but they don't want to say.
When we talk about not knowing, I just got a newsflash. Base approves of Putin's visit.
They approve of what? I'm sorry.
Of Putin's visit to the U.S.
Because of where they're getting their news from. They got one base. They're not trying to hear anything else. And if all you do is listen to Fox News, Fox News would have you believe that it is a great, great, great thing. And even though it could be detrimental to a lot of the people that approve of it, if it's anything as far as what they're saying as far as disrupting the system because they think the system is rigged. And they think the system is rigged, so they're willing to go along with whatever it is that he wants to do, but they don't realize that he's rigging it even more against them. But because of their racial views, they allow that to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, see, and that was the, one of the, well, certainly in my lifetime, that was the only time I've ever seen a presidential campaign run overtly on racism. I mean, the political correctness went out the window, and I'm thinking, are we in the twilight zone? What the hell is happening here? I mean, especially here in Texas, being in this red state and all, it was crazy.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think it's racism. But he had he let you know his view on the handicap of people of veterans. I mean, so he had all his cards on the table, and they still voted him in. So what does that say about our nation?
That's right. See, and that Trump was the perfect. He was the perfect excuse for them to no longer care about political correctness. Now, nobody has to necessarily walk on eggshells. They can just come out, call your nigga, beat the hell out of you. And my concern, for the most part, is what message did that send to the police departments across the nation? You know what I'm saying? If they can beat the hell out of you on national television at his campaign,
Well, that message was, whatever you've been doing, I'm not trying to look into it.
That message was whatever you've been doing as far as beating those niggas upside the head, you keep on doing it. And I give you my blessing. Why? Because they shouldn't be doing quote-unquote wrong. Mind you, his whole political party has been doing things wrong, and he's vouching and giving them pardons and stuff like that. But any little stupid thing. And everybody's got their eye on Trump, and I'm always saying this, but who we really need to keep an eye out on is that little attorney general we got. Because he's creating havoc throughout the world, too.
Yeah.
But while we're watching Trump and his foolishness, Jeffrey Beauregard is sending things back to the early 50s. He's taking away voting rights. He's taking kids from their families and stuff. Beauregard's doing a lot of damage. While everybody's focusing on Russia, Beauregard and even Pruitt have turned back so many regulations and stuff that this country, we don't know what we're drinking nowadays.
Sometimes it looks like water,
and a lot of time it looks like mud.
No, that's true. And you want to hear something scary? The military a couple of years ago had patented this fluid, this liquid. It looks like water, but it's thick like sludge. And certain people in different states like Ohio have been putting these videos on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube and stuff of this stuff coming out of their faucets. It's like sludge, but it's clear, you know, like water. And I own a water purification company, a commercial one. There's only one black owned in America that does it on that level, scared to say. You know what I'm saying? And one thing I can tell you is that what you just said about the water is absolutely right. Now, for me, on the surface, when I heard that he was, you know, planning on disbanding the EPA, my initial response was if somebody needed to do it, okay, because the EPA haven't been doing their job anyway. Case in point, Flint, Michigan. They poisoned a whole town of single black mothers. Y'all forget about that? And nothing happened? You know, that was on the EPA's watch. So, that made me nervous.
I heard the federal government gave Flint money to help them fix that situation, and Flint gave the money back. I don't know that to be a fact.
It's a fact. No, it is a fact. Because here's what happened. Flint had one guy in charge of everything. All the elected officials had no power whatsoever. They took it from them because they put in there what they call a controller. The governor put put one of his house niggas in there as a controller, and they gave it back because they didn't want to do anything. They didn't, and especially the money was coming from the federal government, which was run by Barack Obama, and that racist dude, he would rather the people die from poisoning than to take money from the black man to in any way support what he was doing.
Well, see, and then on top of that, they threw his butt under the bus on top of that. And then they moved that same brother, and I forget what they called him, his actual name of his position. But they moved him to Detroit, and they put him over Detroit's public school system. And then they blamed him for that too.
That's their token. And he right, yeah. Yes, sir, master. I go there, master. And when he gets there, he's under their control. And even if he wanted to do something good, he can't. They won't allow him because he's their token. And so the blame goes to him, but they don't realize who's putting him there. If you failed in one part of Michigan, how are you going to go to another part of Michigan and we expect you to succeed? And that's the same with Trump. Trump failed with 90% of his businesses. All of Donald Trump's golf courses that he's sinking all of this money in, they're not winning, getting any money. They're not. The only one that has a little bit of a profit is Mar-a-Lago. All the rest of them are losing money. And Trump doesn't have all this money, but he has to find a way to wash this Russian money. And so he is their laundry. He washes their money. One year, Trump lost $990 million. He lost that much money in one year. From the one little tax report that they were able to find, that's what they came up with. That's how much he lost. Now, where does that represent someone that is a good businessman? And that's what he was elected on, because these ignorant people thought because he was rich, he was going to become president and make them rich.
Well, he might be.
And that's as far from Trump as can be.
Man. But what he should have a advertising agency. Because he pulled this shit off.
He's a great manipulator.
Hey,
he's a great manipulator. Yes, he is.
Huh? Yeah. I mean, again, he put it out there for the people, but he put it out there in a way that the people liked it, and then they like him now. And most of the people who really support him don't support anything about equality and the pursuit of happiness for everybody. They don't support that.
Now, as a matter of fact, you bring up a crucial point. Now, let me ask y'all this. Have you noticed that since he's been office, this whole new phenomenon, well, it's not a new phenomenon, but what they're showing on social media now of these, you know, these various white folk calling cops on us for no reason, barbecuing, the little girl selling water, all that stuff. You notice how that is increasing?
There's a boldness, right. There's a boldness now.
Yeah,
I don't have to hide my racism anymore. I can stand proud because I'm making America great again. Remember back in the early 50s, we could tell on a nigga anytime we want, and this is where they're trying to get back to. And while they're happy with the fact that they're able to be racist, while in the meantime, Trump is going to end up sending everybody to the poorhouse. But because I get to be racist, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
True story. A bunch of guys was playing a pickup game, basketball, and a black guy fouled a white guy, and the white guy called the cops on him. True story. You can look that up. Serious. True story.
We ain't taking no chances, man. Hey, but listen, America. Again, this podcast is not a hate podcast. This is a wake up podcast. I started the show off with Marvin Gaye, What's Going On? Again, that's everybody, man. Come on, we got to wake up and grow up. You got to know that this country right now is not headed in the direction that the United States of America should be heading in. And again, we can stop it. We can derail it. But, you know, we have to put self aside and put country or nation first. And notice, when I say put self aside, I'm talking black self, white self, brown self, yellow self. All that's got to be put aside. And I'm not trying to deliver I have a dream speech, but this is some real shit I'm talking about. Okay, if we come together as a nation, again, then we can band together and take a better look at what the hell Russia's trying to do with us right now. But if you sit back and don't do anything and let 45 keep going the way 45 going, and let me say that all indicators seem to point, and it's going to be real bad for us. That'll be real bad. So, again, I don't knock you as a human being, 45, but I would rather see somebody else as president. I think that's a little too much for you, but your pride and your machoism won't allow you to admit that. So, hey, let's get our good nights, and we got about a minute 30 seconds left. Guest caller, go ahead and say good night to the audience.
Yo, good night. You know,
peace,
hey, appreciate you.
All right, thanks for joining in. Go ahead, baby.
Yes,
say good night.
Later.
Come on, Messley.
Hey, brother. My brother that called in tonight, I do appreciate you taking the time. And we're here every Wednesday night. Well, this was a special edition, but every Wednesday at 11 o'clock we're here. Then we have a spiritual message on Saturday, Sunday at 11, and we look forward and hope that you can come on and bring some of your friends so that we can open up this discussion so that we can continue to awaken people to what's going on around them because it's time for us to wake up. Bless you all, and peace.
Hey, this is H2H from Hot Podcast. Thank you for joining us tonight. Again, if this subject matter is interesting, again, you get it from a different perspective, but this is how my podcast uses it. Don't mean no harm, just mean to spread no truth. in a different manner so that maybe more people can digest it. Good night, everybody, and we'll see you next Wednesday night. This is The Attic. We're out.